Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, October 9th, 1731, the Barbados Gazette was launched, becoming the first newspaper in the West Indies. It was founded by Samuel Keimer, a London printer, who immigrated to Philadelphia in 1723, where he employed a young Benjamin Franklin, before moving to Barbados in 1731. The Gazette appeared bi-weekly between 1731 and 1738, and was the first newspaper known to have been published twice weekly for a considerable length anywhere in America. It was supported by the Attorney General of Barbados, Jonathan Blemmon, who, as a friend of Keimer, contributed to several early editions. What distinguished the Barbados Gazette under Keimer's editorship was its success at integrating the normal functions of a colonial newspaper at the time with the appeal of a miscellaneous journal. Stating that its purpose was to serve the fair part of its readership, the early editions of the Barbados Gazette were filled with the written works of women, namely love letters, poems, and other works. In 1741, shortly before his death, Keimer reprinted several selections from the first 7 years of the Gazette in London as Caribbeana. Only 5 issues of the Barbados Gazette are known to survive. One in the Burnley collection of the British Library, one in the New York Public Library, and 3 in Lambeth Palace Library. Samuel Keimer died in 1742, but the Barbados Gazette continued to be published for many years after his death as the Barbados Intelligencer and ceased printing in 1792.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.